Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
Well, that was exciting. Awesome. Hear me roar. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Actualized. I'm Cindy Poe, your host for the show, and I am a lifestyle strategist. I am AKA Mama Poe, and I am here to help you live the life of your dreams and with some health and wellness tips, possibly make you live a little longer so you can enjoy that life. I'm really excited to be here. My first radio show here on Coaches on Fire. So excited and uber excited to be here with Michael Brooks, who I'm going to turn the microphone over to him and let him tell you a little bit about what we're doing here today.
Well, hello, Cindy, and I am honored to be with you today on your very first show. I know next week you're actually premiering. You're going to have an awesome first guest, but before we get into to next week, I want to have some fun today and maybe have us all learn a little bit too, but mostly I want to get to know Cindy. And my first question is, you're known as Mama Poe, but also your email address is Cindy 2.0, and I know you have an extremely inspiring, interesting story that I believe our listeners today would be intrigued by. So who is Cindy 2.0 and how did that transpire?
Well, you know, it is kind of funny. I really am a believer in reinventing yourself. I've spent my life all the way from college, all the way through being a mom. And this past year, I had an amazing thing happen. I turned 50. That's right. I turned 50 years old, so excited to celebrate that. And I just felt like it was time to reinvent myself and go into that second stage of life. And so now I am Cindy Poe 2.0, and we are doing it big. I spent the entire year doing a list, a bucket list, if you will, of amazing things for the entire year. And on a journey of self-discovery, and took a lot of people with me on that journey. And it was just eye-opening and mind-opening. And I want to share that kind of experience with other people. So the 2.0 is the new me, the second version.
And let's talk about version 1.0. What was the transition? What was the transformation? What led to Cindy 2.0?
Well, it's no strange. Anyone who knows me, it's not uncommon. People call me Mama Poe for a reason. I became a mom when I was 25, changed my life completely. I was, in fact, one of those rare breeds. I was a stay-at-home mom and raised my daughter. Spent all of my time and efforts putting everything into raising her, taking care of my husband and my home, and helping my daughter build her dream life, if you will. She's very proud of her. She's an actress and a model in New York, and really helped her follow her dreams as well as help my husband. So basically, I guess the point was my whole first part of my life, I was spent helping all of those close to me get exactly what they wanted. I was building everyone else's life, and I just decided at this stage in my life, now I was going to focus on building the life that I wanted, my life actualized, my dream life, living life by my standards, by what I want. And in doing that, in building that life, I realized that everyone has the capability of doing this. I don't care what your position in life. I don't care what's happening in your life now. Everybody can live the life of their dreams. So that first part was just about me being there for everyone else, which was awesome. I love doing that. Now it's about me doing for me.
Okay.
Okay.
And life actualized means what specifically?
Well, it's so funny because that, like all really awesome things in life, happened by accident. Actualized means to make real. And when I decided, I've been in the health and wellness business for over 25 years. It's been in the back of my daily agenda, if you will, for a very long time. Before I had my daughter, I was in the fitness industry. And what I found was the reason I have been so successful as a fitness and health coach is because I help people realize that most of the problems they have, whether it's weight loss or fitness or whatever the health issues are, it's never about the surface. Like, you know, people who need to lose weight, it's not usually about food. There's a bigger problem. So once you find what that actual real problem is, it's easier to find the solution. So I went from being just a health and wellness coach to being a lifestyle coach, a life coach, if you will. And instead of telling people, I just found that instead of telling people what I think they should do, I was more successful at talking to them and getting them to realize on their own what they should be doing. And so the life actualized is when we sit down and through guided decision-making, I help somebody actualize the life that they truly want to be living. What life actualized is your dream life becoming a reality. And that's my goal, is to show everyone that they can be living life actualized.
Is there a specific process for doing that with a client?
Absolutely. It's a large journey of self-discovery, because the one common denominator I find with most with the clients that I work with is you think you know what you want, but you really, once you go through a series of questions, a series of self-discovery, you realize that that wasn't really what you want. Oftentimes, people think they know what they want. They're making these decisions based on what somebody else has, or, you know, somebody else's life looks so good and they want what that is, so they think that's the direction, or they're being told by somebody else, you know, this is what you should do, this is what you should have, these are the steps you should take. And the basic process is starting people to realize that the most important thing about actualized is being honest with yourself, truly honest with yourself. And that usually starts the process.
Okay, and how do you get them to that transparency, that honesty?
Well, depending on what their goals are, like let's just take, for example, because, you know, health and wellness is a huge part of my life. I work with a lot of women who want to lose weight. I often say that I am everyone's last resort, as everyone's mother usually is. Your mother is the last person you go to. So Mama Po is everyone's last resort. You know that I've tried everything, you know, so they come to me. And at that point, if you're wanting to lose weight, my first question is, why do you want to lose weight? You know, oh, I want to be healthy. Well, is that really true? Do you want to lose weight because you want to be healthy? Or are you tired of the way that you look in your clothes? Or are you tired of feeling like people are looking at you a certain way? Because, if you know, once you start delving into those questions, then you can come to what the real problem is. And in some cases of weight loss, it's self-esteem or body or self-image or self-care. And so then you can start solving the problem from that standpoint, rather than if they say, well, I want to be healthier, I could go into a program and say, you know, well, you need to eat this, you need to exercise this much, and it should work. But if your mindset isn't in the right place, you're not going to be successful. So it's very important that we get to the bottom of it, if you will, of what the real problem is. And I found that there are general questions that no matter what a person's goal is, you can ask them to get them to start realizing their truth. It's very emotional and very empowering, because along with doing this, you're not just leaving the client to deal with this on their own. You're empowering them with tools. We talk a lot about mantras. We talk a lot about the relationships in our life. I'm a big believer in your life will reflect the five people you spend the most time with. So choose them wisely. You know, the things that we do every day, our daily routines, those kinds of things. So once you start having the client have their realization, you have to equip them with tools to deal with it, because as you said, it can be very emotional and they need to be empowered to handle that.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Life Actualized is going to be the name of your radio show, and it's going to premiere next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You're going to have an awesome guest, and we don't know who that guest is yet, so we will announce that later, unless you already know, Cindy. But tell me about Life Actualized, and you're going to have a show every 2 weeks. Tell me what your vision for the show is, and how it's going to evolve, and what people can expect over the coming weeks.
Well, Michael, this is why I'm so excited about this opportunity with Coach on Fire. I just think that this is my opportunity to show people how everyone, no matter what your story was, you have the ability to create your life actualized. So the guests that I am going to be interviewing are going to be people that I believe exemplify that life actualized. They have taken their situation, analyzed it, and started living the life on their terms, living the life of their dreams. And, you know, when people say that, live the life of your dreams, people immediately think money and riches and travel. But that isn't always everyone's life actualized. My life actualized for, you know, 18 years was raising my daughter, being there for my family, my husband, traveling with him, helping my daughter start her career. That was my life actualized. I was living the life I wanted to. So these guests that are coming on, and I have everyone from radio show hosts that are, you know, nationally syndicated, to actors, to fitness coaches, to moms, to all these people who are living their life actualized and realizing what it truly means to be sincerely happy. And that's what my guests will be focusing on, is that you can live the life of your dreams at, you know, you're living life on your terms. And that's what my guests will be exemplifying. That's why I'm so excited about doing this. This was such an awesome opportunity. I can't even believe that I'm getting to do this. I feel so fortunate. It's part of my life actualized. And I'm excited to share everyone's vision and their journey of prosperity with everyone, so that they too can live their life actualized.
Very cool. I can't wait, Cindy. And that show will premiere next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct?
That is correct. 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I do actually know who our first guest is going to be. I'm very excited. If I can let that kitty out of the bag.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Right off the bat, I have a wonderful radio show host. Her name is Kristen Hagopian from the Kristen Hagopian Show. She's nationally syndicated. She started her career in radio talking about frugal living. She has an amazing story. She and her husband were both executives. They had both executive incomes coming in, and when they had children, they had to make the decision, do I want to stay at home or do we get sitters? What do we do with this? And they chose to become a one-income family, and her goal was to keep their lifestyle that they were living but on one income. And so she was able to do it. And when all of her friends saw this, they kept asking her all of her advice. And so finally she wrote a book about it, started speaking about it. She's everywhere talking about it, telling people how to save money, but not have to change your lifestyle. You're still living a great lifestyle, but not spending, but by saving 30% of the money. It's an amazing story. She's funny and witty, and I'm really thrilled to have her on the show. I was excited when I reached out to her and asked her about being, and she was excited to do this. So I'm excited to have her.
Wow. Sounds like an awesome first guest and going to be an awesome show. Again, that will be Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, so I can't wait for that. Sounds like a absolutely fascinating individual, and everyone's going to be able to learn a lot from her. So very cool, Cindy. Let's have some fun and get to know Cindy a little bit. So why don't we start with telling me one thing most people don't know about Cindy?
Okay. One thing that people don't, well, if they don't know, then I probably don't want them to know, Michael, but I will play along. If they don't know it, I probably don't want them to know that.
Yeah, that probably would be the case, but that's why I asked you.
All right. One thing that people probably don't know about me, I am a huge Stephen King fan, like crazy Stephen King fan, like read everything, seen the movies. I'm fascinated by it. It's funny. The reason that I picked that to say about things that people don't realize about me is because I do spend a great deal of time doing so much in my life that involves other people, but there are just some things in your life that you really like to cling to that you've always had. And the Stephen King books are just fascinating to me. And I love his story as a writer, but I'm a huge Stephen King fan. And I never, and just doing this right now, answering this with you, I'm realizing I never, ever talk about that. And I never talk about my crazy obsession with Stephen King. That's probably not good, but but I do. I really am a big Stephen King fan, but I never talk about that. I wonder why. There's probably some underlying thing.
Yeah, it probably is. Maybe you have to hire a life actualized consultant. Hire yourself and then figure out why.
I'm gonna have to train some life actualized coaches so they can help me figure out my thing. But that would be something that not a lot of people probably know. Yeah.
Of all the Stephen King material out there, what's your favorite?
Oh, my absolute positive favorite of his books has always been, it hasn't always because it's not the oldest, but I have always loved Misery. And I read the book so many times before I ever saw the movie. I that's one of my rules. That's my Stephen King rule. Always read the book before you see the movie, because I like to create my own images in my mind before I have them placed on me by Hollywood. So I always read the book first, and Misery is so well written and so disturbing in such a way that you cannot put, it's a true, I can't put it down book. I can sit down and read it in one sitting. It's crazy.
Very cool. And speaking of Hollywood, do you have a favorite celebrity crush?
Oh, a favorite celebrity crush. Here's the funny thing. I have never really, I appreciate artists whether it's musicians or Hollywood. My daughter is an actress, so I've been involved in that industry for a long time. I've never considered myself a fan type of person, but I do appreciate, but there is one person, if you're going to talk about a Hollywood crush, there is one person that my husband and I joke that he's on my list, so it's a freebie. and that is Keanu Reeves. Ever since Parenthood, ever since the movie with Steve Martin, Parenthood, I've just adored him. And everything he's ever done, I've seen, even the really, really bad movies I've seen. And but he is definitely a crush. And yes, he's on my free list. So, so Keanu, if you're listening. Okay.
There you go, Keanu. A celebrity crush.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, he never gets that.
No, never, never. And then never, to top it off,
no.
I understand he's the nicest guy in the world. He lives very simply, which is like my whole philosophy of living. So I'm like, oh, man, he's like the perfect guy.
Yeah, I'm out in California, and he's one that I haven't met. So,
oh.
But I hear he's a really genuinely nice guy. So, so
if
cool.
You meet him,
yeah,
I'm open for friendship.
Cool.
You know, if you
there
meet
you
him,
go.
I'm
of course you are. Yeah, you bet. if I run into him, I will definitely let you know.
Awesome.
Sure, he makes it down to San Diego occasionally. So, anyway, do you have a favorite food?
Oh, you know, I am definitely what you would call a foodie. I love all kinds of food. It's actually the thing that my husband and I and my daughter, too, whenever we go on trips, whenever we travel, food is like a huge part of that. I love trying new things. But my favorite, my comfort food, the food that I will always say yes to is Mexican food, real traditional, not the gourmet stuff that you get, but the true traditional Mexican food. Love, love, love. I could eat it every single day. I don't, but yeah, but I could eat that every day. That's my favorite food.
Are you still there?
Yes. Oh, did I
okay.
lose you?
Oh, I thought I lost you for a second, but
no.
Okay. Mexican food, tacos, burritos, enchiladas, any favorites within that or chimichanga?
I love it. I love enchiladas. Enchiladas are probably my favorite. That's probably the thing that I order the most. Tacos, of course. Any kind. Actually, tacos are awesome because you can put anything in them. Maybe that's what it is. It's food that you can put anything in. You can put anything in them. It's good. That's what it is. So. It's funny.
And other than your celebrity crush and favorite food, do you have a guilty pleasure?
Wow, a guilty pleasure. You know what? I think that if I had to, and I'm going to say yes to the guilty part because somehow I always feel guilty about this. And this is what's so funny is when I'm working with a client, I always tell them that it's so important that you practice self-care and you take time for yourself. But somehow I always feel guilty when I do this. But I love to just take the time doing nothing and sit on the couch and watch a movie. And it's usually, honest to goodness, it's usually a movie that I've already seen probably 100 times and I'll watch it again. But if I just, that's what I do to chill out or if I'm in a mood or Lord help us, if I'm in a mood, Mama Poe's in a mood, I love to sit down. And I always somehow do feel guilty about it because I feel like I should be doing something else because I've seen this movie 100 times, but I do love to curl up on the couch and watch movies that I love. I love movies. It's probably, besides Stephen King books, movies would be my next favorite thing. Don't take away my movies, please.
Very cool. And I understand you spent a month or so traveling early fall. So where did you go? What did you learn? And what was your favorite part of that experience?
What an awesome question, because what an awesome, awesome time we had. My family and I traveled to Alaska, actually. We started out in Seattle, of course. We took a cruise up through Alaska and was able to visit three of the towns there, as well as going into Victoria in Canada. And it was an amazing trip for several reasons. First of all, one thing you need to know about me, here's something that everyone who knows me knows this. I do not like cold weather. I do not enjoy cold weather. I do not look forward to snow. I grew up in North Carolina. I didn't miss out on anything not having, you know, white winters. So I don't like the cold weather, but I've always wanted to visit. Notice I said visit, not live, in Alaska. And it was so fascinating going up there and learning so much about the history. My husband and I are both history buffs, especially my husband, learning so much about the gold rush time and learning about the way people live there in Alaska. I mean, we take so much for granted. I just jump in my car and go down to the store to get what I need. Sometimes these people have to do, they do these, they call them mail drops, where they have to get on a plane to go to the next town to get what it is they don't have in this town, you know? And, it's just an amazing lifestyle. I enjoyed seeing everything. We hiked so much. I think we hiked something like 120 miles over the course of the whole trip. The last part of the trip we spent in Washington State, and we went to the Olympia National Park, and that was awesome. Going and hiking through those trails. But the very last part of the trip, we stayed at the Quileute Indian Reservation. We actually stayed on the reservation. I am Native American, part Cherokee, and I was really excited to go visit the reservation, but we actually spent a couple of nights there literally on the reservation, got to talk to so many amazing Native Americans, learn so much about their traditions. I learned about their artwork, how you can tell the differences between the tribes, even just based on their artwork. It was really touching, and it's the most beautiful. We stayed at Lapush up in Washington State, and it was the most beautiful beach and area I think I've seen. Only, and maybe Hawaii might have tied it, but it was just so beautiful, and the people were beautiful, and it was just fascinating. So that was an amazing trip, and that all that travel, that is really part of my life actualized. That is what my husband and I really want to do. We recently tell you a little bit about this, and this might give you a little insight into my mind as well. We just downsized our entire life. We had a 3-story townhouse, all of our stuff, lots and lots of stuff, and we got rid of everything and moved into an apartment. We don't have car payments. We, you know, keep our cars till they basically won't drive anymore. We have a Prius that has over 300,000 miles on it. And we just simplified our life. And what we want to do is just travel. Our goal is to eventually move somewhere new every like 2 years and experience the people. Yeah, experience the people and the places and the cultures and all of that. So going to Alaska and up through Washington State was just, it was an amazing experience. But we were gone for a couple of weeks there, and then we had traveled right before that as well. But yeah, travel is huge, huge in the Poe life.
Nice. Very nice. Kind of a laptop lifestyle. And
yes.
Your husband has his own career, or does he work for himself?
My husband is one of the most amazing men that has ever existed. He was a West Point graduate. He was in the military. That's where I met him. He was in the military back during Desert Storm and all of that. And he got out of the military and went to work for a pharmaceutical. He has his master's degree in engineering. So now he works for an engineering company. So he has what we call the real job,
right.
where he shows up every day for work, But our goal, what we're working towards, is for his business will allow him to travel and work, not have to show up for an office. So that's the way we've arranged our life actualized, so that we will have that opportunity. So yeah, he has what we call the real job. Yes, but we mine's just the fun job. His is a real job, and but he'll be able to eventually do that, so we can travel and live wherever we want to.
Nice.
Yeah.
And following up on that, what's one place you haven't been in the United States that you would love to visit, and then one place around the world that you haven't been that you would love to visit?
I have always wanted to go to Montana. How silly does that sound? And I've never been there, never had the chance to go there. I travel as a speaker, so I've been to so many places. We vacation so many places, but Montana has escaped me. And I am determined to get that pin on my map. I want to go to Montana, so I'm researching that. Yeah, I really want to go there. Actually, my husband and I are doing a trip in our next big fun trip is we're traveling Route 66. We're starting in Chicago and going all the way, all the way to California. We're going to document it. And I'm excited to do that. And I was just like, how can Montana not be on the way? I'm still missing Montana. So
you are missing Montana.
I can't get to Montana.
I have been to Montana. I used to live in Idaho, right next door to Montana. And Montana and Idaho, to a certain extent, are gorgeous states. So Montana, however, go in the summer, because if you don't like cold, Montana is not the place in the winter. Trust
me. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, I'm very excited. So that's cool. You'll have to tell me the places to go, because I'm determined. Because even with all this other travel, we've missed Montana. You know, it's like insane. Mm-hmm. But as far as the world, one of my big goals is I want I have an idea for another book that I want to write, but I'm waiting to write it till I want to actually move to Paris and live there for 6 months while I write the book.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's because Paris has kind of a really important meaning in my life. It's very special for my daughter and I, so I really want to go there and write the book. But as far as places in the world that I truly want to visit, I have this just crazy idea of how cool it would be to visit Iceland. Like,
wouldn't
that just be cool?
Yeah,
like, that would just be like the best stories ever I could imagine happening in Iceland. So that is a big bucket list thing. I think we're trying to travel in 2017. We're going to be traveling to Ireland, and it'll be both my husband and my first time in Ireland. So I'm excited about that. So any tips about that would be welcome, because we haven't even planned that one yet.
I've not been to Iceland. To a lot of places, but not to Iceland.
But next year we're going to go
to
Ireland.
Montana.
Yeah, or into
Ireland
next year.
Yeah.
Next year we're going to go to Ireland. Yeah, I haven't been there either, but we're going to do that. But love the idea of Iceland. I just think that would be cool. We should do a trip. That's what we should do. We do
there
a life actualized
trip to Iceland.
works
for me. Let's do a
there
life
you go,
actualized trip to Iceland. Okay.
Oh.
Is there a book, a motivational book maybe, or any just book outside of, say, Stephen King that you've read in the last 6 months would recommend to the audience?
My favorite book recommendation, and actually for anyone who works for me, it is mandatory reading, is The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. It's mandatory reading for people who work for me, and I recommend it to my clients, and I recommend it to everyone. As far as in the last 6 months, and I'm going to draw a blank right now, but there is a gentleman, his name is Scott McCain, and I believe the book, without taking the cheating way and looking it up, I think it's called The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, if I'm not mistaken. Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, I apologize, Scott. But his name is Scott McCain, K with a K, and he has this book. And when you read it, it makes you realize that how important everything in our society and in our world is. It's amazing. He starts out talking about how if you ask somebody, what do you do for a living? Have you ever had them say, oh, I just work at the grocery, I'm a cashier at the grocery, I'm just a cashier at the grocery store, or I'm just a crossing guard at the school, or I'm just whatever. And he talks about how, well, what do you mean just? Like, that's a really important thing. And the book goes on to talk about how we need to see ourselves in a higher light. Like, we need to realize how important what we do, what we contribute, no matter what it is, we're contributing and it's important. And I love that whole idea. So that I read probably about 4 or 5 months ago, and it's an amazing book.
Very interesting book. Very.
I hope I didn't mess up the name. I have to look it up, but yeah.
We'll look it up. As long as we know the author, Scott McCain,
yep.
We'll be able to figure out the title. So as we get ready to wrap, Cindy, could you give me 3 things that our audience can take away today that they can use right away that will help them live a life actualized?
Absolutely. The very first project that I like to have everyone do, and everyone should do this. This is, it's even, you know what, this isn't just a chick project. This is for the guys too. I am a big believer in vision boards. I think that if you want to have it, you need to see it. If you want it to be a reality, you have to be able to visualize it all the time. So the first thing that I would tell people to do is to start a vision board. And you start your vision board by creating language first. Language in our lives is very important. So what are the things that are important to you? So like if I was creating my vision board, one of the big things that I would put on there would be family. Another big thing would be travel. And the other big thing is time. Time is probably like one of the most important things, because I want to be able to choose. I never say I'm busy. I always say that my time is in high demand, so I'm very particular how I use it. So create a vision board, use the words, and then look and see, find pictures, whether it's on the internet or in magazines, whatever it is that look like what you want your life to look like. Now, understand that this vision board is going to grow and it's going to change. It's an ever-evolving thing. But start with what you're thinking now, where your mindset is, and start that vision board. So that's the first project, the first tip that I would give people to go on that road for life actualized. The second thing is, I think that it's so important that we practice gratitude every single day. We have to be grateful. There is something every single day to be grateful for. So I encourage everyone to start what I call a blessings journal. Some people call it a gratitude journal, thankfulness journal, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of every single day, you're going to write down the something. You know, maybe it's one thing, maybe it's 2 things, but you're going to write down something that happened in that day that you are so grateful for. Maybe it was you, even if it was something like you left your sweater on the back of a chair and somebody brought it to you, so it was your favorite sweater and you didn't, you know, you were grateful somebody didn't let you forget it, whatever it was. And when you're having a bad day, you take that blessings journal and you go back and you read it from the beginning and you see how every single day there's something to be grateful for. And then as far as the third thing for beginning to live your life actualized, I believe that one of the most important things, one of the most important aspects of our life are the people in our lives. And I think that we need to take inventory of that aspect of our life and ask ourselves the relationships that we have, the people that we're spending time with, the people that we're allowing to make decisions about our lives or influence our lives, are these people bringing positive things into your life? Now, I'm not telling people to, get rid of people, but to be specific about who you spend the most time with. And because people often contribute to your, I don't like to even use the word failures, but to your not succeeding in what you're trying to do. In other words, I can't tell you how many clients I've had who have been trying to lose weight, but they're hanging around with people who have very unhealthy habits. You know, Zig Ziglar used to say, if you want to be happy, hang out with happy people. If you want to be successful, hang out with successful people. If you want to be charitable, hang out with charitable people. If you want to be healthy, hang out with healthy people. And, you know, I think it's important to just take inventory of the people in your life. So those would be the three biggest points, I believe.
Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Great advice, Cindy. And,
thank you.
If people want to learn a little bit more about Cindy, do you have a website or a way to be contacted, you know, prior to your show next week? Let's get that information out there.
Absolutely. I encourage everyone to go to cindypoe.com. And my name is a little backwards, and I'm going to explain to you why my name is spelled the way that it is, and that'll help you remember it. My name is C-Y-N-D-I because my name is Cynthia. Nobody but my mother is allowed to call me that, and since she is no longer on this earth with us, no one is allowed
nobody.
To call me. So because my name is C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, my nickname shortened to C-Y-N-D-I, and Poe, P-O. And so if you go to cindypoe.com, you're going to find out a lot of stuff. We are, because we did just rebrand for 2.0 this past year, we are adding all of our stuff. There's online courses. There's fitness stuff. You're going to see, you're going to learn so much about Cindy Poe. The other thing that I would suggest, besides going to cindypoe.com, is I would like to encourage everyone to follow me on social media. And I'm Cindy Poe everywhere. And I am the only Cindy Poe anywhere. So on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram, Cindy Poe, if you follow me, I believe on Instagram I am Cindy Poe 2.0. But if you find Cindy Poe, it is me. I'm the only one. And I post a lot of very encouraging and inspirational and informative stuff on social media. I am a social media addict. You can ask anybody. I'm always on there, and I love to hear from everyone. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear your questions, whether it's about health and wellness or business or relationships. I want to hear it all. So visit me on my website at cindypoe.com and on all social media as Cindy Poe.
And you're also live streaming on Periscope and Blab too, Chris.
I am. Well, Blab went away. It's very sad.
Right.
Blab went away, but they're coming up with a new platform that we're looking at. But we have, I'm definitely on Periscope. Follow me. I'm Cindy Poe on Periscope. We do live streaming. I do live streaming from Facebook quite often. My YouTube channel at Cindy Poe 2.0 is being built as we speak. We have a lot of video and stuff we've done over the past decade that we're putting on there. So the live streaming is amazing, and I love to have new audience members. We have a good time live streaming. So yeah, definitely join me there.
Very, very cool. And one more time, let's recap your exciting premiere of your radio show next week with the guest that you just announced that I'm so excited mm-hmm. about. And let's recap that one more time before we close it out.
I'm so excited to have as my first guest on the premiere show of Life Actualized the amazing Kristen Hagopian from the Kristen Hagopian Show and a syndicated radio talk show. She is an amazing host. She has done an awesome job of living her life actualized, and she's going to tell you how you can have your life actualized in a frugal way. I love it. She's going to give you tips on how to save money, and we're going to ask her about just the whole incorporating this kind of her job and stuff into her lifestyle. It's just an amazing process, and you're going to love her because she is one of the funniest ladies I've ever come across. She's amazing. So we're going to have a great show, and I hope everyone will join us because you will not be sorry. Trust me. She's going to, if you do not follow Kristen Hagopian, you will after this, trust me.
All right, and why don't we end it here with telling me, you talked about vision boards and one of your three tips. Is there anything that we haven't mentioned that might be on your vision board throughout the show today? Something that you haven't mentioned?
On my vision board? Yes. one of the things on my vision board, something that was a very big part of my life for the first, I would say, 5 years that I was in business, but has kind of taken a back burner, is I really have this desire to create a nonprofit. It's going to be called Life Shares, and I want it to be an organization that will provide help and monies and different types of necessities and stuff for people who are suffering from different illnesses, but they want to choose a holistic approach to helping themselves medically. I'm not against regular medicine. I'm not against it at all, but I do believe that we don't utilize enough of the natural resources, and oftentimes it's because people can't afford it. So on my vision board, and hopefully in the next couple of years, we're going to create Life Shares, and it will be a nonprofit that will be run under the Cindy Poe brand, but it will be to help people who want to be able to afford holistic medications, holistic medical help, and different things like that. So that's a really big project
very
for me.
Cool.
I've wanted to do that for a while. It had to go on the back burner as we were shifting gears a little bit, but I'm hoping in the next couple of years that will come to be. I think charity is huge. I think you have to be
absolutely
charitable. I believe that you, whatever you put out there is what you get back. And, you know, I think that if we're fortunate enough to have something, you've got to share it. So it's
very important. And socially conscious entrepreneurship can quite literally change the world. And
mm-hmm.
you've got plans to do that, and that you will be admired, to say the least.
Well,
so what we're
going
to do now, Cindy, is I'm going to turn it back to you to wrap them all up. And definitely, everyone, listen to Cindy's premier show next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. It's been an honor to be with you and interview you today, learn a little bit more about you, Cindy. And I'm going to turn it back to you to wrap everything up, and I'll be listening next week.
Michael, thank you so much. This is so exciting. Again, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity and how blessed my life is. My blessing journal is definitely a filled journal. And I want to invite everyone who is listening to join me every other Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for a dose of life actualized. My goal as Mama Poe is to have everyone in my listening audience, I want everyone living the life of your dreams. You absolutely deserve it. You absolutely can have it. And I know that you can develop all of the habits. And that's what we're talking about, is developing habits to create that wonderful lifestyle that you so deserve. So again, I am Cindy Poe. I am a lifestyle strategist, and I am here to help you live life actualized, the life of your dreams. join me next time with Kristen Hagopian, who is amazing. Like I said, if you are not following her, you will be after this show. But thank you again for joining me. And I'm going to leave you, as I always leave my audience, pose advice to be fearless, be gracious, and be authentic. Peace out, everybody.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.